aimed at reforming Florida's troubled prison system, the House's prison reform bill includes a formal agreement between the Florida Department of Corrections and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that the FDLE investigate inmate deaths. Projections are done for the state's elderly prisoner population, and the DOC's inspector general and investigators get specialized training. Those same areas are part of a similar bill in the Senate, but during the bill's first hearing in the House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee, some drew comparisons between the House and Senate bill, like how the Senate measure only includes more training for correctional officers.
I think the Senate bill requires, mandates that correctional officers who have close contact with inmates housed in mental health treatment facilities complete an annual training in crisis intervention and do specialized training for managing mentally ill inmates. Is that contained in your bill, 7131?
While bill sponsor Miami Republican Carlos Trujillo says it's something he'd consider including, he says no amount of specialized training will help change the culture.
And I think some of the shortcomings that you've seen and that you've read about are not based on lack of training. I don't think a single person will say pouring scalding hot water on a person who's mentally handicapped is lack of training. My 3-year-old child knows that's wrong. My 16-month-old child knows that's wrong. There's no training that's going to fix that cultural problem.
Trujillo changed the measure Tuesday to include 5 geographical regional offices to provide oversight of the prisons. The directors would be appointed by the secretary. That differs from the 9-member oversight commission only contained in the Senate proposal. And some wondered how much teeth these boards will have, including Democrat Jose Javier Rodriguez.
Senate Bill 7020 creates the Florida Corrections Commission. It would conduct investigations, inspections, monitoring, provide an annual report, and it would be composed by 9 members appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. I'm trying to better understand how regional offices will help solve some of the problems that you're describing.
FSU's Project on Accountable Justices, Allison DeFore, says not only would he be in favor of an oversight commission, he says the House proposal could do more to help change what he calls a, quote, structurally broken system.
It's been underscored in recent weeks, last week specifically, with the arrest of two current and one former corrections officers who were Klan members trying to kill a prisoner who had been released. Gassings and the boiling of a prisoner alive. This thing is really bad. We believe that it's structural. Not everybody in the system is bad. In fact, the overwhelming majority are good. But how many apples does it take to ruin an apple basket if you don't get it out? And that's the problem here.
And referring to the money put into the budget to cover the department's staffing and building maintenance, George Malincron, a former DOC mental health counselor, agrees.
Fixing some buildings and hiring some new guards will not change this culture. Unless this culture has changed substantially, a certain percentage of new guards will become abusers themselves.
One mother, Gemma Penna, testified on behalf of her son, Christopher, a mentally ill prisoner housed in Lake Correctional Institution. She says he's refusing to take his meds and is currently in solitary confinement. Penna says to her, the Senate bill offers more protections for mentally ill inmates like her son.
Please help Christopher and other mentally ill prisoners to regain their balance by initiating appropriate treatment and converting their environment into one that will protect their bodies, their minds, and respect their humanity. Senate Bill 7020 has provisions that will hold prisons more responsible to do by creating checks and balance system and providing outside oversight through a corrections commission that Florida prisons crucially need.
And while he says he appreciates all the input, bill sponsor Trujillo says with regard to the Senate's oversight board, he calls it, quote, passing the problem onto someone else.
Why do we sit up here and say we'll create these 9 people who won't be appointed now, who have to be confirmed by the Senate next session? So now we're talking 6, 9, 12 months delay. And then if they are confirmed next session, we're looking at 18 months before anything starts. Is any of you going to come up here and meet with this panel? Are you going to volunteer to drive to Tallahassee and listen to their hearings? So why are we going to acquiesce that power to a person who's completely unaccounted for?
Some other areas Trujillo may be looking to change in the measure include looking into having an independent medical examiner that's not selected by the correctional facility. The measure also changes some sentencing requirements for certain offenders so they can be housed in county jails. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.